A Mexican novel that came out a decade ago by a writer who died 4 years ago is suddenly the talk of the New York publishing world. The Savage Detectives by the late Roberto Bolaño has been a phenomenon in Latin America for years. Some critics there have called it as groundbreaking as 100 Years of Solitude. Now, the English-speaking world is getting its first peek at the Savage Detectives, and as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, it's getting the same raves here.
The Savage Detectives tells the story of Mexico City poets from an underground literary movement who set off on a quest.
With these four beautiful young people, two wild, dope-dealing poets, one even more beautiful poet and his fleeing prostitute girlfriend in an Impala.
Lauren Stein is the editor at Farrar, Straus & Giroux, who leapt at the chance to publish The Savage Detectives in English.
It's poets getting mixed up with gangsters and having to run for their lives.
It's Roberto Bolaño's fictionalized account of his own life as a young writer in Mexico City. The 600-page novel begins in the form of a diary by a teenaged poet.
November 2nd. I've been cordially invited to join the Visceral Realists. I accepted, of course. There was no initiation ceremony. It was better that way. November 3rd. I'm not really sure what visceral realism is.
Visceral realism is based on a real-life literary movement that the late Roberto Bolaño joined, called infrarealism. Mexico City writer Mauricio Montiel says the infrarealists were known for disrupting poetry readings and publicly despising such revered writers as Octavio Paz.
There was this group of poets and fiction writers interested in literary terrorism. There was this time when one of them shouted some insult, something nasty, to Octavio Paz during a reading, and there was this fight that came afterwards.
I was terrified by them.
Poet Carmen Boyosa lived in Mexico City at the time. She remembers Bolaño and the other anti-establishment infras, as they were called, fighting over literary ideas in cafes and seedy cantinas, just as they do in his novel.
I feared the infras that could arrive to one of my readings and throw tomatoes to me.
Boyosa says Roberto Bolaño was a ringleader of the poet punks. While their movement faded into obscurity, Roberto Bolaño became a sensation when Los Detectivos Salvajes, The Savage Detectives, was published nearly 10 years ago. The Chilean-born Bolaño was quickly hailed as the most important Latin American writer since Gabriel García Márquez. He won some of Spanish-language literature's top prizes. Bolaño also became an underground favorite for a new generation of readers and writers, including the once terrified Carmen Boyosa.
He breaks totally with the idea of Latin American literature as fantastic or as tropical, exotic. This is a description of Latin American for Latin Americans.
In breaking with the magical realism of García Márquez, Bolaño came up with his own style, says editor Lauren Stein.
The idea that a novel can be centrifugal, that all the characters can fly away from an explosion at the beginning and then never come back. I've never seen a novel structured quite like that, and it seems true to life in a way that's completely its own.
Stein says the novel made him nostalgic for his own youth, when literature mattered. In Bolaño's world, people are so passionate about books, poets break into fist fights and have bitter feuds over who makes it into a Mexican anthology. Francisco Goldman, a Guatemalan-born novelist, says Bolaño is not making up that much.
All of a sudden, for the first time, here was this novelist writing about characters who were really similar to the people you knew in Mexico City, the kind of people who read books and want to write books and love books.
Goldman gave a British translation of one of Bolaño's shorter works, a novella called By Night in Chile, to Barbara Epler.
It just really lifts the top of your head off. I had never read a book like it.
She's the editor of New Directions, a small New York house that's published works by Henry Miller, Jorge Luis Borges, and Lawrence Ferlinghetti, among others. Epler decided to publish Bolaño in this country. So far, she's put out the English translations of three novellas and a collection of short stories.
There's just nobody else like him. I mean, he's the most exciting new writer that I think has been found in America in the last decade. All you have to read is By Night in Chile, and you realize this man is a genius, like God's gift to readers.
Roberto Bolaño considered himself first and foremost a poet. The poets he depicts in his novel are larger-than-life characters based on his old Mexico City friends. He writes in the voices of more than 50 of them, Their lives span three decades in several countries. The cast also includes publishers and pimps and poets with names like Amadeo Salvatierra and Luscious Skin. Carmen Bullosa reads in the voice of poet Laura Jauregui, describing one of the visceral realists, whose name is an echo of the author's, Arturo Belano.
Haven't you ever seen those ridiculous birds that practically dance themselves to death to woo the female? That's what Arturo Belano was like, a stupid, conceited peacock. And visceral realism was his exhausting dance of love for me. The thing was, I didn't love him anymore. You can woo a girl with a poem, but you can't hold on to her with a poem, not even with a poetry movement.
Roberto Bolaño never made a living as a poet. He wandered the world, working odd jobs before settling in Spain. Editor Lauren Stein says when Bolaño was diagnosed with a terminal liver ailment, the poet concentrated on prose as a way of providing for his family.
He knew that his life was coming to an end. And you can feel, when his characters feel that dread, it feels very palpable to me that it's we're watching somebody writing his way into the best idea of immortality that he has, a community of saints, really.
The saints being, of course, writers. Following the birth of his son, Bolaño spit out a dozen books of prose, including two massive novels. After his death in 2003, Bolaño's family approached Farrar, Straus, and Giroux about publishing the English translation of The Savage Detectives. It might seem risky for a U.S. publisher to take a chance on an author and translation that few people in this country know and to launch a large marketing campaign for the book. But Stein says he was lucky to get The Savage Detectives.
Are you crazy? If you get a book like this, you make a very big deal of it. I mean, you have no choice. It comes around once every gazillion years.
Next year, the publishing house plans to release the English translation of what's considered Bolaño's masterpiece. 2666 is a complex novel based on the true story of hundreds of women who've been murdered in Mexico's Ciudad Juarez. Bolaño finished writing it just a month before he died. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.